Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Pei Tes. We left off on Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. We have the Mishnah on Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimchala, Shalom, also by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, in appreciation of the children's Rebbeim and Morot, also for Refuah Shleima for Esther Bas Sarah by the Lightman family, and also Refuah Shleima for our dear friend, Shmaryahu Ben Rezal Shana Miriam, Refuah Shleima, Bisok Shar Chole Yisrael. So the first thing we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to indicate to us that the hafara of the Baal depends on whether he was the Baal at the time of the Amiras HaNeder. That it's not dependent on whether he was the Baal at the time of the Chalos HaNeder. Because sometimes those two things could be different. That a woman takes a Neder that should be Chal 30 days later and she gets married in the interim. So is he considered the Baal to be made for that Neder? Because at the time she took the Neder, they were not yet married, or vice versa. They were married at the time she took the Neder, and by the time the Neder kicks in, they're no longer married. So the Mishnah is going to indicate that it's all Tali and this man Amiras HaNeder, not this man Chalos HaNeder. However, the Gemara is going to quote a Machlokas Tanayim on that very issue. Is it about Amiras HaNeder, or is it dependent on Chalos HaNeder? And the Gemara is going to try to see, is there a way to make our Mishnah fit, even with the Shita that holds, that it's Tali in the Zman Chalos HaNeder. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, our Mishnah is going to conclude with the phrase, Zeh HaKlal, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Sheyotzeh L'Shosatz V'Shoachas, Ein Yochel La'afer. So the Gemara is going to discuss, what is the Zeh HaKlal coming to teach me? And not only once we're discussing what the Zeh HaKlal over here is coming to teach me, it's also going to discuss what the Zeh HaKlal in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph is coming to teach me. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, discusses 9 different cases that a father is not able to be made for a neder, and therefore the woman is stuck with the neder because the father can't do anything about it. And there's no chiddush in that entire Mishnah. The Rishonim point out, it's just giving a list of, but it's things that we should have realized on our own already. It's just a list. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about whether a husband can be mefer before the Tanai that triggers the Chalos HaNeder is fulfilled. Meaning, a woman takes a neder that is that the neder should begin when a certain Tanai is fulfilled. Can he be mefer before the Tanai is even fulfilled? Meaning, before the neder is even triggered in the first place, before the neder is even going to be chal. So can he be made for it preemptively prior to the fulfillment of that Tanai? And the daf is going to end with a story that relates to that discussion. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. So we said that the husband cannot be made for Nedarim that the wife took before the Nisuin, before they ever got married. So says the Mishnah, it says in the Torah, V'neder Almana Ugrusha, Yakum Aleha, it's not the whole pasuk, because Neder Almana Ugrusha, Kal Asher Asral Nafsha, Yakum Aleha, that an Almana or a Grusha takes a Neder, so that Neder she's stuck with. She doesn't have a father who can still be made for. She doesn't have a husband, so certainly that neder is something that's yakum aleha, and it seems obvious though, because who would be made for that neder? It's there. There's no one to be made for it. So the Mishnah says it must be that it's telling me some sort of chiddush. This is the way the Ran learns. That the Ran learns that there's an implied question in the Mishnah. What's the pasuk teaching me that neder al manu grusha yakum aleha? Of course it's yakum aleha. The Ritva says it's not really an implied question. The Tana is just using this as lefitzachos halashon, meaning it's just it's not really asking a kasha in the pasuk and explaining a pasuk, it's just telling us halacha, using words of a pasuk to describe the halacha. But either way, ketzat, so the Mishnah says, how does it work out? Amra, meaning what would the chiddush be? Amra, a woman says while she's an almano or a grusha, hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom, that I want to be a nazira starting 30 days from now. Aval b'shanisei b'tok shloshim yom, and then she gets married within those 30 days, between the time that she was mekabel the neder and the time when the neder is supposed to be chal. So the new husband is einu yachol ha'afer. He's not able to be made for that neder, because the time of the kabbalah saneder, of the amira saneder, that's the koveya as far as hafara is concerned. And at the time of the kabbalah saneder, she was not yet married to the second husband, so he's not able to be made for the nedarim that preceded his nisuin, that preceded his marriage. And similarly, if you have in the reverse direction, Nadra vihibur shosabal. A woman took a neder while she was still married, then meferla, the husband is able to be mefer even the nedarim that are only going to be chal after she's no longer married to him. Ketzad, what would be an example of that? Amra hareini nazira la'achar shloshim. A woman, a married woman, says, I am hereby being mekabel that I'm going to start a nazirus in 30 days from now. Even though the marriage ends in those intervening 30 days, whether it be whether the husband dies or they get divorced within those 30 days, hareza mufar, that neder can be mufar by that husband, because at the time that she took the neder, she was tachas reshuso, she was married to him, and since she was married to him, she was under his nedarim jurisdiction, so he was able to be mefer that neder. Tiferes Tzion points out that you do have a little bit of a change in the lashon of the description of the hafara over here, that in the first situation we said Eino yachal lahafer, right? And over here, without the word la, whereas over here it says mefer la, that he can be mefer to her. Meaning the first case where she took the neder before they were married, and then the chalosa neder was after they married, we said eino yachal lahafer. Over here, where she took the neder while they're married, and then the chalosa neder is after they're married, we said mefer la. So he explains that in the second case, the neder is going to be chal only after she's yatza mirushuso, after they're no longer married. So who benefits from that hafara? It has no impact on the guy's life. They're divorced already by the time the neder would be chal. So it's mefer la, that the hafara is only targeted toward her, because she's the only one that makes any impact on, that it really benefits to be mefer the neder. So it's just like a kind thing for a guy to do for his ex-wife to get rid of the neder. It's not going to have any impact on him anyway. Whereas in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the neder may actually impact his life with her because they're married going forward. So then the Mishnah discusses a situation where he's not able to be mefer, even though they're married both at the time of the Amira Seneder and the Chalos Seneder. Nodra Bobayom, let's say a woman takes a neder on the day that they got married, then Viniskarsha Bobayom, and then they got divorced, or Lavdafka on the day they got married, but they're married. They start the day off married, and she takes a neder. She wakes up, 7 a.m., they're married, she takes a neder. And then at 10 a.m., they get divorced. And then, Hichzir Bobayom, at 1 p.m., they get remarried again. They thought it over, not a good idea, the divorce was not a good idea, they get remarried again. So now, the same wife that he was married to, who took the neder this morning, he's married to now, in the afternoon. So is he able to be made for the neder? Einu yachal afer. He's not able to be made for the neder, because yes, it's the same wife that he was married to at 7 a.m., he's married to now at 2 p.m., but it's a different marriage. It was a different Nisuin. He had since gotten divorced and remarried, so since it's a different marriage, he's not able to be mefer from a marriage that was a prior marriage, even though it was a prior marriage to him. Zaklal, the rule is, if she had a moment where she was yatzal rishos atzma, where she was on her own for even a short amount of time, even though afterwards she came back, he's not able to be made for the neder that she took before they got married a second time. So that is the Mishnah. So now the Gemara quotes machlokas tanoim, whether we follow the shas amiras haneder or the shas chalos haneder. So Tanya almana ugrusha. If you have an almana or a grusha, Shamra Hareini Nizira Lichesha Enase, who says, I will become a Nazira after I get married. Then Venises, then she gets married, so now her Nazirus is supposed to be Chal. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says that if the husband, the new husband, wants to be made for the Neder, he's able to be made for that Neder, even though he was not married to her at the time that she took the Neder, but since he's married to her at the time that the Neder is going to kick in, at the time that the neder is going to be chal, he's able to be made for that neder, because the zman chalos haneder is the koveya, not the zman amiras haneder. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Akiva says no, the husband is not able to be made for the neder, because the koveya is the time of the amiras haneder, the kabbalas haneder, not the chalos haneder, and she was not yet married to him at the time of the amiras haneder, at the time time that she had initially said the neder. So the Ran points out on the back on Daf Pei Gimel that there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, what the nukudas hamachlokas is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Meaning, why would they argue about this? What exactly is the point of dispute? So the Bavli, we're going to see in our sugya, explains that the whole machlokas is how to read psukim. It's all in drushes of psukim, that somehow the Torah indicates to us whether the amira saneder or the chalos saneder is what determines the ability to be mefer, and it's just an argument about how to touch up the psukim. Whereas Yerushalmi says, no, it's purely a matter of svara, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the ikar of a neder is the time where it's chal, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the ikar of the neder is the time that one is mekabel the neder. So it's not a matter of psukim, it's a matter of svara. Okay, be that as it may, this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Now, a strange spot for this, but now, right in the middle of describing the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what we're essentially doing is we're going to give two cases where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disagree. One case we just gave, that she said the neder while she was not yet married, and then the neder was chal after she's married. Now you can have another case where she says the neder while she's married, and it's going to be chal after she's no longer married anymore. But right in between those two cases, the Gemara just tells us, by the way, v'simana yalali, that the siman of remembering who says what, and you know what the shita is in these two machlokos is yalali, meaning it's a rashi tevus of yafer, lo yafer, lo yafer, yafer. That if she says hareini nizira l'kshenasa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, yafer. According to Rabbi Kiva, lo yafer. If an Eishas Ish says hareini nizira l'ksheskaresh, which we're about to discuss, that's the second case. According to Rabbi Shmuel, lo yafer, and according to Rabbi Kiva, yafer. So the Achronim point out, it doesn't really seem like the greatest siman in the whole world, because if you forget whose shita to put first, then the whole siman is ruined. The whole siman is going to be backwards, right? If you don't realize that that Rabbi Shmuel comes before Rabbi Akiva, if you put Rabbi Kiva before Rabbi Shmuel, then you ruin the whole siman. But maybe this is a raya. One of the Achronim points out, the Kesef Mishnah discusses in the 18th paragraph of Hilchos Kelim whether Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. So if Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, then you're never going to forget who to put first. Of course, you put the Rebbe before the Talmud. So then the siman serves as a better siman. Shita Gvetza says that the entire siman is only Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that the ratio, the Yud, comes before the Lamed, meaning Yofer li Rabbi Yishmael, and the Seif of the Lamed is before the Yud, meaning li Rabbi Yishmael lo Yofer. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not Yofer. So that's but that's a little bit of a difficult siman also. So anyway, so the Gemara brings the second case where they have a machlokas. Eishes is Sha'amra Hareini Nazira Likisha Eskaresh. You have a married woman who says, I am being Makabal Naziris, but the Nazirus should only be triggered after I get divorced, when I'm no longer married. Viniskarsha, and then they get divorced. So now the neder should be chal. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lo Yafer, that the husband's hafara, now obviously the hafara has to be Biyom Shamo, but meaning what the case over here is, they were married. She takes the neder that when on the day they get divorced, as soon as she gets divorced, she wants to become a nazira. And right then, before there's ever a divorce in the picture, the day she takes the neder, he's made for the neder. The neder wasn't even triggered yet; it wasn't even chal yet. But does that hafara work now? Now she gets divorced. Do we assume that she still has that neder hovering over her, or do we assume that the hafara's habal worked? So Rabbi Shmuel says lo yafer. Whatever hafara the Baal did, biyom shamo, is ineffective. It's not going to work, and the neder is going to be kayam. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, we follow the shas chalos haneder, and at the shas chalos haneder, she wasn't married to him anymore. So he doesn't have the authority to be made for a neder. It's only going to kick in after they're no longer married. Rabbi Akiva omer yafer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the hafara that he did before the gerushin does work, and the neder is mufar, because he holds we follow the shas Amira Saneder, and at the Shas Amira Saneder, they were married, so he was fully authorized to be made for such a neder. So now each Tana is going to explain what their Shita is based on, whether we follow the time of the Amira Saneder or the time of the Chalos Saneder. And as we said, the Bavli is going to understand that it's all based on psukim. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, hare, you have a case of an alman or a grusha that takes a neder and then gets married. Hu omer v'neder hare u omer. The pasuk says v'neder almana u grusha, and it goes on to say yakum aleha. So when the Torah says neder, it means the chalos haneder, and it says when is the chalos haneder going to become? That's going to be that meaning when the pasuk is saying when is the hakama of this chalos, and where there's not going to be hafara. That the chalos haneder has to be at a time of almanus ugerushin in order for it to not be subject to hafara. That it's only if the chalos happens when she's not married, when she's totally in her own rishus. But if the chalos happens when she is married, then it is subject to hafara. Meaning, even though the amiras haneder may have happened when she's not married, I don't care about the amiras haneder. What I'm looking at is the chalos haneder. If the chalos haneder happens when she's married, it's subject to hafara. If the chalos haneder happens when she's not married, so it's not subject to hafara, and therefore you see that the ikur is the chalos. The Chassam Sofer points out that without any drasha, it's mistaver, like Rabbi Shmuel anyway, that you'd follow the chalos haneder when it comes to the afara. Because what does it matter that to the husband that about the amiras haneder without a chalos? The whole hakpada is about the chalos haneder. I mean, I don't care. She can say whatever she wants as long as it doesn't mean anything. It only means something at a chalos, at the time of the chalos. So Chassam Sofer points out, l'chara, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even really need a pasuk. Meaning, just the misvara, he would have made sense anyway that everything should depend on the chalos. But since Rabbi Akiva is going to have a pasuk that indicates that it's the tali on the amira, so Rabbi Shmuel needs a pasuk to counter that and to say no, there's another way to tie up the psukim where it really is dependent on the chalos, as would have been mistaver anyway. So now Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Shmuel's diuk from the pasuk, and he proves from the pasuk that no, it's tali on the amira. For Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says this hemshik of that pasuk, hareyu omer, it says Kol asher asra al nafsha yakum aleha. So what's asra al nafsha? That means kabbalah se'isr. That's the amira. Asra al nafsha is when she says the words that I'm going to be in a zero, or I'm going to asur this on me or that on me. And it says, so we see from the pasuk atshiei isure neder b'shas almanas ugerushin. The kabbalah se'neder, the kabbalah se'isr is if it's done when she's not married, she's stuck with that neder. But if she does the kabbalah se'neder when she's married, so then the husband has the ability to be made for. So you see, it all depends on the shas amiras haneder. So Amar Rav Chista masnisin Rabbi Akiva hi. Okay, fine. We have this machlokas tanaim, but our Mishnah took a clear stance on this. Our Mishnah said that an almana or a grusha who says hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom, and then she gets married within that time, that the husband cannot be made for the neder because only the chalos haneder happened after they were married. The amiras haneder was before they were married. That's Rabbi Akiva, that it all depends on the Amira and that it does not depend on the Chalos. So it seems pretty clear cut that our Mishnah assumes like one of these Shitos in Tanaim and not the other. So Abai says, not necessarily. There is a way to reconcile Rabbi Yishmael with our Mishnah. Abaye Omar, so Abaye says, not necessarily that our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Shmuel. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah might even be following Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that we look at the Shas Chalos HaNeder. But there's a difference between the case of our Mishnah and the case of the Brisa. Meaning, what was the case in our Mishnah? The case in our Mishnah was, she took a Neder that Hareini Nazira La'achar Shloshim. She put a number of days to the Neder. The Brisa is a little bit different. Almanu grusha shamar reini nazira likasha einase likasha eskarish. When am I going to get married? When am I going to get divorced? I have no idea. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 10 years from now. But she made it dependent on an event rather than on a number of days, and that might make all the difference. That since in our Mishnah it's about a number of days, masnisin talia nafsha biyome. She was makabel that the chalos haneder will come at a certain number of days. So shalmi yomiv lo niskarsha. It could be that the 30 days will pass and she will not be divorced. So she'll still be married to the guy. guy. And if an almana or grusha says harei ziru lachar shloshim yom, it could be that shomer yom lo mitnasva, that she'll still be not married at the end of 30 days. Meaning, if she wasn't married when she took the neder, I don't know for sure that within 30 days, at the time of the nearest neder, there was no predicting that her status was necessarily going to change in the time in between. So since it could be that between the time of the neder and the time of the chalos, nothing's going to change, and she'll be in the same matzav. Maybe even Rabbi Shmuel would be moded. Then you look at the amiras haneder, because if there's nothing guaranteeing that the chalos is going to be any different than the amira, then you look at the zman amiras haneder. But Braisa tali nafshu b'nisuin. But in the Braisa, she made it the way she formulated it was that the chalos can only be if her status changes. So the chalos is only if I get divorced, when I get married. So we know that the chalos is only going to be after a status change. So then I look at the chalos, because I know for sure that the Amira and the Chalos are in two different statuses. So if the Amira and the Chalos are when she's in two different statuses, so then you look at the Chalos and not the Amira. So it could be that our Mishnah even follows Rabbi Yishmael, and it's just because of the formulation in the Mishnah is about a number of days, and with a number of days, there's no guarantee that there's going to be a status change. Maybe even Rabbi Yishmael would agree. We look at this man Amira Saneder. So now the Gemara discusses the last line in the Mishnah. So in the last line in the Mishnah, we said Zaklal Kol Shiatzul Shasas Shachas in Yachla Afer. Right, that a married woman took a neder and she got divorced from her husband, and then she remarried him that very same day. He's not able to be made for the neder because it was a neder from a previous marriage to him on that day. But it's still a previous marriage. So the Mishnah concludes with the Zaklal, that as long as after the time of the neder she was in her own rishus for one moment, so then you're not able to be made for the neder. You have a similar line at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, when it talks about a Nara Hamurasa that took a neder after the Erisin, and then they got divorced, and then they had Erisin again. So by Nara Hamurasa, it's a via Ubaila. It's not just the husband that has the rights to Afaras HaNedarim. So it's really the same case. It's just, instead of just about Baila, by Nara Hamurasa, it's a via Ubaila. So she had Erisin, then she got divorced, then she had Erisin again. So Avia Ubaila Ha'achron Ar Mefir Minidara, and the Mishnah says Zaklal Kol Shelo Yatzal Achr Shenadru L'Rishos Atzma Sha'achas Avia Ubaila Achron Mefir Minidara, that if she didn't go out to Rishos Atzma for a single moment, so then Avia and Baila Hasheni are able to be made for the Nedarim. So the Gemara says, what is the Zaklal in each of these Mishnayos coming to teach me? So Zaklal de Katani Gabinara Murasa, the Zaklal that we had when it came to Nara Murasa, that culturally Yatsul Shosat Mashachas of Yobaila Akram Finidrea, La Asuye comes to include a case where she left Beis Avia, she went with Shluchei Abal to the husband's house in order to marry him, in order to have Nisuin. But halachav im shluchei bal, the father didn't let her go yet. He's still walking her down the aisle, so to speak. Meaning he hasn't handed her off yet. The shluchei bal have come to receive her, and the father says, "I'm going to keep walking. I'm staying with my daughter till the last minute." So he's walking along with the shluchei bal. Or maybe it's not the father himself, but the father sends shluchim to walk his daughter toward the husband's house, or to travel his daughter toward the husband's house. The husband sends shluchim to go greet her, and the shluchei av continue to travel with them. That since they haven't let go of her yet, therefore benara marasa davio bal mafirin dreya, it's she's still in the rishus avia ubaila. It's not considered that she has nisuin yet, where it's only the bal. So that's what it's telling me, that as long as the father hasn't let go yet, so then it's a via ubaila mafirin nidara. That's the chiddush of that mishnah. Zaklal d'ktani gabi ve'ilu nidarim. What about our zaklal in our mishnah, where they were married in the morning, she took a neder, then they got divorced later in that day, and then they got remarried later that day? So we said, no, she went out l'rishos atzma for a single moment, so he's not able to be made for the nidarim. So what's it coming to teach me? Lasuye, to include a case of masara av l'shluchei abal, that the father already handed her off Alaf to the Shluchei Abal, or Shemasru Shluchei Av to Shluchei Abal, or maybe it wasn't the father himself, maybe it was his Shluchim who handed her off to the Shluchei Abal. And through that Mesira, she has left the Rishus of the Av, and therefore the father is not able to have any say in her Nedarim anymore, whereas the husband can't be Mefer because the Shein Abal Mefer Bekodmin, because these Nedarim preceded the Nisuin. So even though he's the one who has the sole rights over the Nedarim, these Nedarim precede the Nisuin. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Mesira is mamish like Nisuin. That's when she leaves the Rishus Ha'av entirely, and he can't be made for a Nedarim at all. And similarly, since she has a din of a Nisua, the husband is not able to be made for the Nedarim that preceded the Nisuin. That's why the Ran explains is the entire Chiddush, that Mesira of the Av to the Shluchei Abal, or of the Shluchei Av to the Shluchei Abal, that is Nisuin. Now, a number of the Achronim, including the Beis Yosef in Yerideya, are medayik from the Ran that Dafka Nedarim that preceded the Mesira, the husband is not able to be made for. But Nedarim that she took after the Mesira, yeah, then the husband can be made for, because she has a din of a Nesua. So as long as his Shluchim have already picked her up, so then and then she takes a Neder, so then that's totally in the Rishus of the husband. That's how the Beis Yosef is medayik. However, the Beis Meir in Eben Ezra, Simon and Zion, writes that what the Ran means to say is that she's considered a Nesua as far as that she left the father's Rishus. But she's not yet really a Nesua in that she's Bereshus Baila. She is now Bereshus Atzma. That even though it's after Nisuin, the husband is not able to be Mefer Nedarim, that when she was Narusa, after she was Nimsara L'Shluchim, because the Baal can't be Mefer B'Kodmin. And that's how it's Mezugan Lashon, called Sheyatz L'Rishus Atzma Sha'achas. Meaning from the time of the Mesira, she's considered Bereshus Atzma. She's not considered Bereshus Aviyah, nor Bereshus Baila, and therefore any is even going on the Baal. That's a Chiddush, that this is like a quasi-Nisuin. A Nisuin does two things. It takes her out of Beis Aviyah, and it puts her in Beis Baila. So this has taken, when she's been given over to the Shluchei Abal, it's taken her out of Beis Aviyah, but not yet quite in Beis Baila. So that's a major discussion. But Pashtus is certainly not like that. Pashtus is Nisuin, and it's full Nisuin, and the husband has the rights to be made for any Nedarim henceforth. Now, Mishnah on the bottom of the page. We had said that in Naram Rasa, the way to be made for a neder of Naram Rasa is a tag team of Aviyah u'Baila. They're made for the neder together. But there are three ways that the father loses the rights in being made for the neder of his daughter. Number one, if she's Bagra, she becomes a Bogeres. Number two, if the father dies. Number three, if she's what's called the Yosoma B'chaye Ha'av. Her father married her off, and she left his Rishos, and then she became an Almana or a Grusha, but she already had full Nisun, so she doesn't go back into the Rishos of the father. So the Mishnah is going to just detail nine specific cases where those three things happen, meaning there are nine different permutations of how those three things could happen, where the father is not going to have the rights of a Faras Nedarim. So Teisha Nairos Nedrein Kayamin. There are nine Nairos where there's no way to be made for the Nedarim, so the Neder is going to be Kayam. The word Naro over here seems imprecise, because we're going to see some of these cases are about a Bogeres, right? That's one of the three situations, is that she's a Bogeres. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says that they're all called Narus because they're all Niskachu B'Narusan, even though some of them now have become Bogeres. So we refer to all of them Narus. The Rush says that the word Narus, Lav Davka, it's one of those words that based on context sometimes means just a young girl. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean a halachic Nara. She could be 14 years old and we just say, you know, a young lady, a Nara. So it doesn't necessarily mean the halachic Nara, whatever it is, but Teisha Narus. So case number one, a woman takes a neder when she is already a bogeres, vihi yisoma, and she's also yisoma b'chay aviyah, meaning she was also had nisuin and then became an almana or a grusha. So the nisuin took her out of the rishus ha'av, the nisuin takes a katana out of rishus ha'av even, so the nisuin took her out of the rishus ha'av, so the father doesn't have the right to be made for her nedarim right now because of her bagrus and because of she's Yisoma b'chayav. Second case, Nara u'bagra v'hi yisoma. She was a Nara at the time that she took the neder. Now she became a Bogeres after the neder, and she's also Yisoma b'chayav. So if someone gets married and then becomes an Almana or a Grusha, so the father loses the rights to any nedarim. She leaves his rishos. He cannot be made for. And also, she has two things going against her. Also, the bagrus takes her out of the rishos av, and the asmus takes her out of the rishos av. Third case, nara shalo bagra vihi yisoma. That a nara that did not become a bagar, she's still a nara, but she's a yisoma b'chaye av. Meaning she had nisuin while she was a nara, and then she became an almana or a grusha while she's still a nara. So the father cannot be made for her nedarim because she's a yisoma b'chaye av. Fourth case, bogeres. She took a neder at the time that she was already a bogeres, umesavia. And the father had died before the neder. So you have two reasons that there can't be afara. There's the bagrus and there's the misas ha'av. A fifth situation, nara bogeres, umesavia. If she took a neder when she was a nara, then she became a bogeres and the father died. And then we hear that she took a neder. So also because of the bagrus and the misas ha'av, there's no afara for the neder. Sixth case, nara shalo bagra. She was a nara and she did not become a bogeres. Umesavia. But the father died while she was still a nara, so there's no afara for her nedarim simply because the father's dead. Seventh case, nara shemesavia. A nara whose father died, umishemesavia bagra. And then after the father died, she also became a bogeres. So the neder is not going to have a afara because mesavia and because bogeres. And then eighth case, bogeres aviyakayim. A bogeres took a neder and her father's still alive. He can't be made for the neder because she's already a bogeres. She's no longer in his rishus. So that's the eighth case. Ninth case, nara bogeres aviyakayim. She took a neder while she was a nara. Then she became a bogeres and the father's still alive, but he can't be made for the neder because she has become a bogeres and therefore she's yotze mirishus aviyah. So all of these cases, the neder is kayim and he's not able to be made for the neder, either because she got married before she took the neder and she was already Yotzei Mirushuso on account of that, she already had a nisuin, or because the father's dead, or because she became a bogeres. So there's no chiddush. I mean, we just have different permutations of when she has three strikes against her, two strikes against her, one strike against her, but any one of these reasons is good enough. If she becomes a bogeres, that's a good enough reason. If the father's dead, that's a good enough reason. If she ever had a nisuin, it's a good enough reason to take her out of the father's control as far as Nadarim is concerned. So Rabbi Yehuda just adds another case that a father can't be made for Nidre Bito. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Hamesi Bito Akatana, Vinis Almuna Onis Garsha, V'chasra Etzlo Adayin Inara. That you have a case where someone marries off his Bito Akatana, she becomes an Almana or a Grusha, then she goes back to live with her father, and she's still a Nara. He cannot be made for the Nidarim because she already had Nisuin. And since she had Nisuin, she was Yatsu Mirushuso, so they cannot be married. So there's nothing much for the Gemara to say over here because, you know, all. There was no chiddush over here. All these. So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Zodiv Rav Yehuda. This formulation, where we say that there are teisha naros, so we give nine cases, is the way Rav Yehuda liked to formulate it. Aval Chachamim Omrim Shalosh Naros Nidrein Kayamin. The Chacham used to formulate it differently and much more simply. That there are three naros that the father cannot be made for the nedarim. Bogeres, v'yisoma b'chayav. If she's a bogeres, so she's too old for the father to be made for the nedarim, or she's yisoma, so the father's dead, so he can't be made for the nedarim, or she's yisoma b'chayav, which means she already had nisuin, so the father can't be made for the nedarim. And that covers everything, so there's no need to formulate nine different cases. It's three situations, and that's it. So that's how meaning it's not a machlokas over here in terms of halacha. Everyone agrees that all the nine halachas in the Mishnah are true. It's just a matter of how you formulate. Do you like to call it nine cases or you like to call it three cases? So now the next Mishnah discusses a new actual halacha. So we're going to talk about cases where a woman makes her neder taloy in a tanai, and the tanai has not yet been fulfilled, meaning there's a tanai that triggers the neder. That I'm taking a neder, I'm not going to get anah if such and such happens. And such hasn't happened yet. Can the husband be made for the neder before the neder's been triggered, before the neder has been chal? So, konum sheni nana la'aba la'vicha, im osa ani alpicha. A woman says to her husband, I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to get hana'a from my father or from your father, if I give any hana'a to you, meaning she takes a neder al tanai, that if she is mahane her husband, then that's going to trigger an isser for her to get hana'a from her father or from her father-in-law. Or she says, she'eni nenis l'cha, Im osani al pi abba val pi avicha. She makes it tonight that if she is mahana, her father or her father-in-law, that's going to trigger an iser hana'ah from her husband. So in both of those cases, hareze yofer, the husband could be made for the neder. So our Mishnah assumes, like the sheet of the Chum, that a husband could be made for nidra yishto even before they're actually chal bepoel, even before they actually take effect. And since these nidarim, when the tanai is fulfilled and they'll be chal, is going to be, they're going to be nidarim of inu nefesh or nidarim of dvarim shebeino levena. So they're the type of neder that he's able to be mefer. So therefore, he's able to be mefer even though they haven't been chal yet, because they're destined to be chal and become a neder that is dvarim shebeino levena or a neder of inu nefesh. Now the Gemara brings a brisa. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbanan in two different situations where a woman is tole her neder on a tanai, and the tanai is not yet fulfilled, and therefore the neder has not yet been chal. Can the husband be made for right now? So Tanya, we have a brisa, a woman who says to her husband, she'eni nenis la'abu lavicha imani osilapicha, that I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to be nene from my father or from your father if I am mahane you, and the neder is not yet chal. The iser to be nene from her father or from a father-in-law is not chal until the tanai is mekuyam. So Rabbi Nosson Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Nosson says no, the husband cannot be made for such a neder because there's no neder yet. Neder is only chal when the tanai is fulfilled. Tanai hasn't been fulfilled. There is no neder. The Chum omrim yafer, and the Chum say yes, he can be mefer, because you could be mefer even before the chalos actually happens, when you know that it's going to happen. Second case where you have machlokas Rabbi Nosson and the Rabbanon is a woman who says to her husband, "Netula ani miyehudim, I am asking the hana'as tashmish of all Jewish people on me." If I have tashmish with you, with my husband, so then the iser to get hana from the tashmish of every Jew is going to be triggered, including the husband. So when she has tashmish with her husband, that's going to trigger an iser hana's tashmish from everybody, including the husband. So Rabbi Nosson Omer lo yafer, that until they actually have tashmish, he can't be made for the neder, because kol zman that she doesn't have tashmish, there is no neder. So there's nothing to be made for. And the Chum say that the husband can be made for nidra yishto even before they're actually chal, even before the neder is actually actively chal. Why exactly it has to be, we have to be told two different cases the Ran discusses, meaning l'chor, it's the same idea. It's machlokes Rabbi Nosson and the Chum, can you be made for the neder before the neder is actually chal, before the tanai is fulfilled? So in the first situation where she took a neder not to be nene me avio ume chameha, if she's mahana the husband, there's a chiddush according to the Chachamim that even though she was noder about an inu nefesh situation where she's not able to get hana me avio v'chameha, there's an inu nefesh in that, whereas the tanai is a davar shebeino levena, that if she's not mahana the husband, so that's not inu nefesh, that so the husband's able to be made for Mishum Dvarim Shabbana Levina. But nevertheless, even in such a case where the neder and the tanai are not equal, you don't have to wait until the neder is chal bepoel. The husband could be made for right away. In the second case, where they argue about netula ani min yudim imasham sheikh, if I have tashmish with you, then I'll be also to everybody, the chiddush is within Rabbi Nosson. Because in that case, both the tanai and the neder are both in the category of Dvarim Shabbana Levina. So there's room to say that in such a case, even Rabbi Nosson may be moda, that we should view it as if the neder is already chal. And that's why it has to tell me that no, even according to that even in that case, Rabbi Shmuel would say that the neder is not going to be chal. So now the Gemara brings a maisa where they were choshish for the shita of Rabbi Nosson that you can't be matted neder till it's chal, that you need to wait for the neder to be chal. Here's the maisa. Hahu gaver, there was a guy. The itzar haniyasa da alma alei, he asked with a neder all hana'a from anybody on himself. If he's going to get married before he learns Torah, big discussion with Shon. How much Torah? What do you mean learn Torah? Learn all of Torah, all of Shas? What is it? Oh, whatever. There's some body of Torah that he has to learn before he gets married, and he's not going to get hana. He has a neder hana if he gets married, but that neder hana is only going to be triggered if he gets married too young. If he gets married before he's learned Torah, and then right begapa v'tavlai v'lo imtzi l'misna, he was too busy trying to earn a living. He was not able. He tried and tried and tried, and he couldn't learn. He wasn't successful in learning Torah. So now now. He can't get married because if he gets married, he knows that there's going to be a neder hana on him. But so what does he do? So since there was no takana, there's nothing he could do. He can't be matir, a neder that doesn't exist. So there's nothing to be matir yet. But the neder, he doesn't want to get married because that's going to trigger the neder. So Asa Rav Acha bar Rav Huna v'shabshe. Rav Acha bar Huna came and fooled him, and he said, "Don't worry, you can get married. There's not going to be any Yisrana." So he said, "Really? V'intzavitza? Okay." So he went and he found himself a shidduch and he got married. The Sharketina, Ravacha put some mud on his begadim in order to show that he's going to need help to clean his clothing. He's going to need to bring his clothing to a dry cleaners, so he's going to have to get hanoa from somebody. So he better be matir his neder. Vasek to made Rav Chista, and they went to Rav Chista to be matir the neder. So Amar Rava man chakim levin kiyam milsa ilav the Ravacha baravuna degaver rabahu. Now wow, how smart it was of Ravacha. There's such a gavur rabba to make him get married so that you could trigger the neder, so that we could be matir the neder. The ksaver, the kiyechi, the pligi, rabban, rabbi nosam ba'afara, hachnam pligi b'she'ela. That just like they argue about hafaras ha'neder, the same machlokas of Greece applies when it comes to hataras nedarim. So we had to make sure the neder was schal in order to be matir the neder. So he fooled him into making the neder bichal. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. Have a great day, everyone.